chronic 911 callers. Some call for help nearly every day. A couple of years ago, emergency officials flagged the growing problem, with some patients who would call to be transported to hospitals a staggering 100 to 200 times a year. Dr. Jim Ireland was the head of the city's emergency medical services back then. He tried out a pilot to try and be proactive so valuable resources wouldn't continue to be diverted for trivial calls. This session, the issue is back before lawmakers, this time to fund a program for community paramedics for a longer period, not just to save money, but to save lives.
Rather than just answering these calls day after day and tying up ambulances from, you know, downtown was causing Hawaii Kai, Aiea, Kailua to have to come into town to answer all these calls, because there were dozens and dozens of calls. We thought, let's have a pilot. It was unfunded. But for a month, let's just engage these callers that are calling all the time. And there were some challenges, because a lot of them we couldn't find because they were moving around. I'd say maybe, if I remember right, 80% were homeless, not all. But we would engage them and find out why they were calling. Do you need a primary care physician? Do you need some mental health services? Do you need to know how to get care other than 911 in the emergency room? And just by doing that, we did make some progress.
And so right now we've got a couple of bills at the legislature trying to, maybe make this a permanent program, or at least fund it going forward?
I think the plan is for a funded pilot to see how it works in kind of a more organized fashion, I think overseen by the state health department. And Jim Howe, who's now the director of emergency services, when he testified about this bill, he likened it to what lifeguarding was and is. Before, very reactionary, would respond to drownings. Currently, very proactive, going out, engaging people before they got in the water, warning them of risks. And this is similar to what I think this bill would do. Rather than answering 911 calls, taking people to ERs, for those people who are using 911 a lot or using it inappropriately, go out and engage them, find out why they're calling, and then help them to come to a solution, you know, partnering with community health centers, mental health, and other services that are there, but maybe they just aren't connected with them.
So how did you do the pilot originally? Did you have a team that volunteered to say, okay, we'll go out and connect with these folks, network with them?
It was essentially two people, and they had been injured, so they couldn't work on an emergency ambulance. But they could definitely do medical care and go see people. They just couldn't lift people and bring people downstairs and that sort of thing. They volunteered. It was a special assignment. We took an old ambulance. We repainted it so it didn't look like the normal one. And they went out and engaged people and, again, connected them under medical direction, supervised by a physician, and just connected people with more appropriate care. ERs are great for emergencies, but they're not great for relationships and ongoing medical issues like diabetes and hypertension and mental health, because it's a patch and it's not meant to be an ongoing thing. And that's what some people were using it for.
And there was a time when I think the medical school was helping to reach out to some of those kakaako encampments to deal with some of the minor stuff.
And I believe they still are. And that is an excellent program. And when we thought of this as how could we partner with the medical school, the School of Nursing, social work, and even make a multidisciplinary team, one thing that I think is really anybody can do this with a medical background. Physicians can do it, nurses, nurse practitioners. But what's appealing to me about the paramedics is they know the streets. They know where people hang out. They're used to going and caring for people under bridges in just places that, for me who work in a clinic, it's just very foreign. So that's why I think the community paramedic was a push for that, because I think they're the ones who, of all the medical providers, know the streets. These would be teams that were not tasked with regular 911 care, totally separate, and not even in the 911 system per se. So it would avoid that problem of pulling 911 crews to take care of kind of these engaged, proactive approaches. And at the same time, every person you prevent from calling 911, especially inappropriately, you save an ambulance to be ready for what we call a true emergency. Now, everybody's definition of an emergency is different. But when I think of emergencies, I think of chest pain, shortness of breath, asthma attacks, allergic reactions, and injuries, whether it's from falls or car accidents. Needing a sandwich is not an emergency. Medicine refill, very minor scrapes, sprains. Generally, those aren't emergencies. Although people don't know and they may call for them, and you know, we go to the scene and we educate. And if they want to go to the hospital, we take them. But when that happens from the same person every day, 6 days, 7 days a week, that's a problem. And it hurts everybody, not just the people, like you said, in that region. But if Hawaii Kai is coming into town for these minor calls, then Hawaii Kai is deprived of their ambulance.
And what about the cost and the strain of dealing, you know, with these cases, the frequent flyers?
And that's a whole nother thing. What's interesting is, you know, we look at what's best for patients, what's best for their health, what's best for patient care, and keeping ambulances available for other people. But the cost is a whole nother issue. And the cost of an ambulance, it's, you know, I don't know the exact cost, but it's around $1,000. Going into the ER, it can be $1,000 or more, depending on what tests are done. And by the time things are said and done, that could be a $5,000 bill for a very minor complaint. Whereas if you were to go to a primary care provider, it might be $50. So using 911 and ERs over and over again for minor complaints is a huge waste of money. It's not better care. And ultimately, I'd say, you know, majority of folks who you do this frequent flying, frequent callers, are under government health insurers like Medicaid. And so ultimately, we pay for that. You, me, everybody who pays taxes are the ones who are paying for this extra cost. And so a small investment in a program like community paramedics, I think, would pay off tenfold in savings.
And the support that you're seeing at the legislature, how is that?
I think there's interest, and I think people are aware and are becoming aware of the problem of not enough ambulances, and part of it is because of frequent callers. And so I think people see this as something that could be very helpful.
You think of like one particular case that maybe stands out?
I can think of a few. One in particular was a woman who was not homeless. She lived in Waikiki, and she did not have a primary care physician. So when she needed a medicine refill or she had a problem or needed any kind of medical care, her response was, let's call 911. She went to the ER, got whatever she needed, and then was good for another week or two or month, and then she would call again. And her whole – and I don't think she drove, but by connecting her with the Waikiki Health Center, our community paramedics did that. They helped with their social worker arrange transportation. I think it was handy van or something. And she connected with them. And in a six-month period before they met her, she'd called, I don't know, something like 30 times, maybe something like that. It wasn't horrible, but it was a lot. And the 6 months after, it was maybe one time. And so one case, but that was one. Another couple is where we gave some homeless patients who were calling a lot and just, again, directed them to the Waikiki Health Center because that's what's in Waikiki and helped them with their, I think one of them had chronic pain, needed pain medicines, and they got him taken care of with that, and he just didn't have to call as much. And so I think more than anything, not only do they treat patients, but they're connectors. The community paramedics are connectors. They connect to more appropriate care, whether it's mental health or community health care, primary care, so people don't utilize the emergency rooms.
Right. And then because we've had a lot of focus on the problem of homelessness, I would think, though, lawmakers would be hard, you know, pressed to say no to something like this when they know ultimately it helps everybody in the community.
I agree. And there's a lot of priorities at the legislature. And I know that a lot of people ask for funding for different programs. And, you know, I know EMS is asking for another ambulance for Oahu, and that's more funding. You know, I know there's a lot of asks, but this, I think, is worthy, and ultimately I think it'll save money. So better care, saving money. The other thing that I think that this will potentially address is people who don't get regular and good health care that live on the streets have horrendous wounds, and these wounds are often infected, and they're bathing in places like, you know, beach park bathrooms, and there's a real risk that public and other people can get MRSA, these resistant bacterial staph infections and other things. And so I think the community paramedics will also address that. You know, if you have a wound, getting them on the right antibiotics, getting them to the proper care to get the wound cared for, and then coupled with the city's new hygiene centers, I think that is ultimately a public health issue, but that's something I think that they will be helpful in addressing as well.
That was Dr. Jim Ireland, former director of the city's Emergency Medical Services, talking about the need to manage the problem of chronic 911 callers. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.